Chapter 21. They wheeled to see Lorelei Summers standing in the doorway. She shuffled nervously, the wide sleeves of her loose purple shirt fluttering as she wrung her hands. Her face was lined with stress, her silver hair pulled back in a ponytail, green gems glittering in her lobes. Nance was the first to recover from the shock. She frowned and stepped forward.
"Did you say you're confessing to Mary Archer's murder?"
"Yes." Lorelei stood stock still, hands clasped in front of her, staring straight ahead as if facing down a firing squad.
"I did it. I killed her."
"Really?"
Nance's frown deepened as she glanced back at the rest of the ladies.
"But why would you come here to confess? Shouldn't you go to the police?"
"I am, sort of."
Lorelei pointed at Lexi.
"She's married that detective, and I saw all of you leaving the police station earlier when I drove by. So I know you're talking with him about the case, snooping around here and feeding him clues and such. When I saw Ruth's car outside, I figured this was as good a place as any to say my piece."
She held out her wrists, as if she expected the women to slap a set of cuffs on her.
"Go on, take me in. I'm guilty."
Nance gave her a disbelieving stare.
"I don't believe it. You had no reason to murder her. What was your motive?"
Lexi stared at Nance. One of their prime suspects had confessed, but Nance didn't seem convinced. She decided not to say anything, though. Nance usually knew what she was doing. Maybe this was some kind of reverse psychology trick. Lorelei gave a slight shrug.
"Well, I just didn't like Mary, I suppose. She was always hanging around here like she owned the place and telling people what to do. And I guess I just got sick of it."
"Wah!" Ruth snorted. "She's the president of the community center. She's supposed to tell people what to do. Besides, from what I've seen, the two of you got along just fine."
"It's called acting. I played nice with her while she was around, so no one would suspect that I couldn't stand her."
Lorelei rolled her eyes.
"I'd think, after all the time you spent hanging around with mobsters, you'd know a bit about covering up."
"Why, you..."
Ruth advanced on Lorelei with a scowl.
"I ought to pop you a good one. And here I always thought you were a nice person."
"People can fool you," Lorelei said, though her tone lacked conviction.
Nance held up a hand, gaze narrowed.
"So, you're telling us that you killed Mary, took the book for the contest, ran down the hallway, and hid it in the coat closet, all without being seen?"
Eyes wide, Lorelei nodded.
"That's exactly what happened. Everyone knows they don't tape around here, so I didn't have to worry about the security cameras. And there were so many people at the party, it was easy to do what I needed with all the distractions."
"And what did you do with the key?"
Ida asked, moving in beside Nance and crowding Lorelei. Lorelei's confident expression faltered.
I tossed it in the garbage."
"And the book?" Nance persisted. "Where is it now?"
"I sold it."
Nance looked at her skeptically.
"Really? When we were at your shop earlier, you didn't seem to care much at all about it. You said you don't even have internet access, so you only keep them around for the tourists."
"You said it was valuable, so I took it and sold it,"
Lorelei said, raising her chin. Ruth, Ida, and Helen exchanged confused looks. Lorelei was lying about something, but why?
Yes, but you didn't find out that it was valuable until today. Mary's death was 2 days ago. Nan stepped closer to Lorelai and looked at her ears. Are those emerald earrings? Lorelai reached up and covered her lobes with her hands.
Maybe. I don't know. Why? What about them? Look, I just confessed to a murder. Shouldn't one of you be calling the police or something? I'm ready to be taken into custody.
She reached into her pocket and pulled out a slim recorder.
See, I've even recorded my confession for you. Doesn't get any easier than that, ladies.
Nope. Nan sighed and shook her head. No one's arresting you today, Lorelai. I'd say the only thing you're guilty of is fooling around with a married man. Lorelai gasped.
How dare you make such an accusation?
Ruth snorted again.
So, you're fine with being charged with murder, but call you an adulteress and you've got a problem with it? Makes no sense at all. I knew there was something about those earrings,
Helen said, her tone full of pride.
That's the gift Howard was carrying around at the party. They were for you, weren't they?
Lorelai's cheeks flushed an unflattering shade of red.
Fine. Yes, it's true. Howard and I are having an affair. I killed Mary so I could have him all to myself.
The clues from the case ran through Lexi's head, and a few pieces clicked together. What were you and Howard fighting about at the party?
Blast it!
Lorelai's brave facade crumbled, and tears streamed down her face.
He said I stood him up, but I never did. I wouldn't.
She sniffled and swiped the back of her hands across her damp cheeks.
But I would kill for him. I would.
Sorry, Lorelai, Nan said, but I'm not buying it. You're not the killer.
But I'm confessing,
Lorelai cried in frustration. No dice. Earlier, when I asked what happened, you said you killed Mary and ran down the hallway and put the book in the closet. Are you sure that's what happened? Lorelai looked around at all of them. Nance with her brows up, Ida with her arms crossed, foot tapping, Helen with her hands on her hips, Ruth with her head cocked to the side awaiting the answer.
Yes, that's right. But Howard had no idea I was hiding the book in the closet, I swear.
Nan shook her head. Nope. Sorry. The killer didn't run down the hallway. The killer went out the window. You would have known that if you were the real killer.
You're just covering for Howard, Ida said. We have witnesses who saw him near the closet just before Mary's body was discovered. No!
Lorelai stamped her foot, but the effect was lost on the carpeted floor.
Howard Archer did not kill his wife. It was me, I swear. I won't let Howard go to jail for this. He had nothing to do with any of this. Howard's such a sweet man. He'd never survive in prison.
Huh. Ida crossed her arms. That's nice, but you still can't go to jail for a crime someone else committed.
I can, and I will, if it saves him.
Lorelai glared at them.
I can't live without Howard.
Don't worry. Neither of you will have to live without the other. Because neither of you is going to jail, Nan said. They all whipped their heads around to look at her. What do you mean? Ida demanded. That's right. It's not Howard, and it's not Lorelai. But I know who it is. She pushed the pile of papers aside and picked up the pristine blue ribbon, letting the key dangle in the air in front of them. There are only 2 keys to the safe, Mary had one around her neck, and presumably the killer took it. Yet one is still hanging in the security office. And this ribbon is not stained with pie filling. Both keys have been here the whole time. Ladies, I hate to say it, but I think we got it slightly wrong. Lorelai still looked confused, although a bit more relieved, now that neither she nor Howard was on Nance's list of suspects. Got it wrong? What do you mean? Ida asked. And if both keys were here the whole time, then what was the killer looking for in the pies? Nance started toward the door. I don't have time to explain. Lexi, call Jack. We have to catch the killer before the evidence is destroyed.